Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge has protected Juneau's tidelands since the late 70s. Maps from that time show an abundance of high meadows where black bears roam, marshes where waterfowl roost, and seaweed beds that are home to mussels, barnacles, and young fish. But the ecosystem has changed rapidly since then, with ongoing development pressures and land that's rising nearly an inch a year as Juneau's glaciers retreat. Matt Robis, with the Southeast Alaska Land Trust, said it didn't seem wise to manage lands based on 40-year-old maps when the changes are happening so fast.
And so we decided to go out there and really do a survey of the whole 5,200 acres or so in order to get a handle on what are the habitats now and, really importantly, what are the functional aspects of those habitats.
Wetlands clean water and sequester carbon, for instance. They're critical habitats for migratory birds from all over the world, and many of the krill that feed Juneau's resident humpback whales and the fish that populate rivers from here to the Chilkat Valley are born in Juneau's tidelands.
The Mendenhall Flats is this wildlife and fish factory that's sitting there cranking out resources without us having to do anything other than kind of leave it alone.
Leaving the wetlands alone is one of the main goals of the Land Trust. They manage nearly 24 wetland properties around town that are set away for conservation. The Land Trust hopes that a new map will help to push back against development pressures, which have been growing since the original map was created in 1979.
Anyone who marches out into the flats or walks their dog on the airport dike trail can look around and see how many more private properties have been developed right down against the edge of the refuge, all the way around the perimeter, pretty much.
The biggest proposed development is the Juneau-Douglas Second Crossing. That project aims to construct a new route connecting Juneau and Douglas. Though it's still in its planning phase, many of the proposed routes cut through wetlands, including the Mendenhall State Game Refuge. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game manages the refuge, and they were a partner on the mapping project. Robis says new maps will better capture what's at stake if the Second Crossing moves forward.
We've already, over the years, affected or removed at least 40% of what used to be the Mendenhall wetlands. And so what we've got left is a somewhat of a remnant, although it's a healthy remnant. And we just, in my opinion, need to be extremely careful with what we do to it from here on out.
Though they're still in draft form, the maps are expected to be done by the spring, ahead of the next planning phase for the Second Crossing. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.